From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. After months of negotiations, Senate lawmakers have merged committee bills and come up with a draft health care bill for debate on the Senate floor. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Even though Republicans and some moderate Democrats have spoken out against the idea of a government-run insurance plan, Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Senate bill should include one.
As we've gone through this process, I've concluded, with the support of the White House, Senators Dodd and Baucus, that the best way to move forward is to include a public option with the opt-out provision for states.
States would have until 2014 to leave the program. The Senate bill mandates that most people get insurance and that large companies offer it or face a fine. The Senate proposal would be paid for with a surtax on the most expensive health insurance policies. House lawmakers are still working on merging their committee bills, but expect to have legislation in the coming days. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Commerce Secretary Gary Locke says China needs to make more progress in letting its currency rise more swiftly. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Speaking during a trip to Guangzhou in southern China, Locke said he welcomed the rise in the exchange rate of the Chinese currency in recent years, but more progress needs to be made. The Commerce Secretary said he expected significant improvements in the trade relationship when President Obama visits China next month. And he downplayed the trade disputes between the two countries as a very small fraction of all Chinese exports into the U.S. He also criticized China's lax enforcement of intellectual property, saying rampant piracy was costing American companies billions of dollars. Locke is due to head to the Chinese city of Hangzhou to attend a high-level trade meeting of U.S. and Chinese officials. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee begins debate today on a climate bill. Top administration officials plan to appear before the panel in hopes of making a case of aggressive action on climate change. Senate Democrats have all but given up hope of getting a climate bill passed this year, but they hope to show some progress ahead of international climate talks in December. The Senate measure is similar to a House-passed bill. It would cap greenhouse gas emissions from power plants and large industrial facilities. Polluters would have to get permits. The number of permits would drop gradually to dramatically cut heat-trapping pollution. Republicans say the so-called cap-and-trade approach is a massive energy tax. Committee Chairwoman Senator Barbara Boxer of California plans to hold three hearings on the matter. Oil prices moved above $79 a barrel in Asian trading today, following 3 days of losses as investors kept an eye on the volatile U.S. dollar. Benchmark crude for December delivery rose by 51 cents to $79.19 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. Mark McGwire, one of the most controversial players in baseball, is returning to the major leagues. The St. Louis Cardinals have confirmed that they've hired McGwire to be a hitting coach. From St. Louis Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports.
In 1998, Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs, breaking the single-season record. But soon after, allegations surfaced that he took steroids. At a 2005 congressional hearing on doping in baseball, McGwire famously would not talk about the past, and he since kept a low profile. But at a news conference, which the former slugger did not attend, Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak said the team will not try to protect McGwire from questions about steroids.
There's going to be a time where he's going to have to talk to the media in a large form and answer questions, and he knows that. And we'll try to do it sooner than later.
Tony La Russa, who just signed on as manager for another year, says McGwire has a special talent that will benefit younger players. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Police in Pakistan say authorities have released 11 Iranian security officers held near the two countries' border. The Iranians were accused of illegally crossing the border. Pakistani authorities say they were arrested yesterday after shooting out tires of a car carrying smugglers. Their arrest followed a recent deadly suicide attack in Iran that Tehran says has links to Pakistani intelligence officials. Authorities at first had said the 11 were members of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards, but later identified them only as security officers. One police official said that paramilitary forces released the Iranians after an investigation. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.